Mm-hmm.
Wow. So is he up?
Well, no. I mean, there has to be a decision made about this. Let's go first to David and then to Jen.
I think his argument is an argument against his position. If they're disjoint, if the two things are disjoint responsibilities, there's not a problem. And I don't see any reason why it's a problem for her to serve on the two committees. I actually think that could be positive.
Okay, Jen, very quickly.
First of all, the IPC is interim. So it makes it even more so that this is an interim body and it doesn't have a ending date, it doesn't have a job description. So I don't think that we should not have somebody be on.
Okay. The chair is going to rule that members of the board should vote their feelings about this issue. There will be no ruling on who's qualified and who's not qualified. So we'll move ahead with the four nominees. Niall.
Just a point of clarification, just for Jan. It's interim right now, but as soon as we complete it, it is no longer interim.
No, that's not true.
Okay, we're not going to go into that discussion. We don't have time for it. Let's go over the five nominees and make sure that we know who they are.
Marie Geary,
Grace Aaron, Leslie Radford, Niall, and the fifth one?
Maria. She's staff.
Did you rescind or withdraw your nomination of Maria Armudian?
He did, and I put it in because I didn't.
It's not a legal. I do not believe
it's a legal argument. I'm going on basis of the resolution.
Well, he's saying don't vote for him.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go ahead. We actually have five nominees: Marie, Grace, Leslie, Niall, and Maria Armudian. Would you mark now? According to this, you will mark them in order, right? You would preference 1 through 5.
Why don't you hear from the listeners? Can I get a couple more?
I'm sorry. Wait, excuse me. Is the issue here that we shouldn't vote until after public comment?
Yeah.
No.
Whether or not it's 1 through 3 or just.
We now only have 10 minutes left for public comment.
I know.
We can go to public comment while we're thinking about our votes and mark our ballots and get out of here.
And please, bear with us for 9 minute public comment so we can mark the ballots.
Okay, we will be listening to public comments. Do we have another round of public comments now? Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Heather Weiser, I ran for program council, and I don't want to bump anybody off, but I don't know if there's any rule about not expanding it, but I think it would be great if there were expansion. I wouldn't mind being on it. I'd want it to be on it. And I do think some people are overcommitted, and they have a lot of things they do besides this, and I think that also needs to be taken into consideration. Who has some time to devote to another committee aside from all the business and other job obligations and school and whatever? I think this is very important for what you're voting for so that this committee could keep on and be a really good functioning thing, representing the listener sponsors. The more connection the person has who's elected to it needs to be connected to the listener sponsors. Okay, that's my vote.
Thank you very much. The next listener sponsor?
Well, as a member of the program council, just let me say that the program council has not been consulted about any of this at any time, right? We have certain standards by which we remove our members. We have to remove Earl. We have to remove Julie. And we haven't done so, okay? Y'all can do what you want to do. But I guarantee you that I will argue very strongly on the program council that the program council refused to seat any staff member or any prop member, because both those things constitute problems. It's the problem of the staff and the whole question that Turner raised about this is supposed to be a listener majority body. And with respect to the prop, I think there's also a conflict of interest in terms of this is a supervisory body over what we're doing. And for someone to be judging the validity of their own motions when those motions come before the prop to be determined whether or not they're valid. I mean, that's like having somebody who's in Congress on the Supreme Court saying, oh, no, that's a good law. Don't worry. I wrote it, you know. So, you know, it's like, I would argue very strongly. So, you know, what you do is one thing, what the process is another thing. Bear that in mind, please. And I take that stand because y'all never consulted us, which I think is kind of outrageous and is typical of the way that we've been dealt with over and over again.
Thank you.
Second class citizens.
Thank you. And the, is there another listener sponsor with a comment?
Yes, hi, I'm Doug Millar, and after the fax meeting last night, four of us stayed and watched this video called Perspective on 9/11, and we were so impressed with it. It's a history of 20 minutes of different government cover-ups from Pearl Harbor to JFK and Martin Luther King, etc., and then it goes in about an hour and 40 minutes on 9/11, about 20 different speakers from the International Inquiry into 9/11. And so we're going to just, I'm personally recommending that the organization, the station, consider this as a premium for your fundraiser next month. And I'll offer it here at full sale cost. Anyone wants to take one home and take a look at it. Full sale is $10.
I'll take a station copy.
Thank you very much. The next listener sponsor.
John Doe, too. Secretary of State of California is separately elected from the governor. He's not responsible for the governor. The Secretary of State of California is separately elected and is not responsible to the governor. He's responsible to his electorate. The sheriff of the county is separately elected and is responsible to his electorate. This programming council is already responsible. Their actions go through this board. It has to be separate. I can't believe you're kicking people on and off to make the programming council work when they were separately elected by the listeners.
Thank you. The next listener is sponsored.
I think to be the judge, the prosecutor, and the jury invested on the same person is a very, very lousy idea.
Thank you.
It's great that so many bright people are willing to postulate themselves to be on this IPC. I don't really have much to say about that. What I have to say is that I hope that this board and all its members put pressure on the station and the programmers that are here and the staff that are here, that the town hall meeting get announced on air. Okay, this way we can really address and listen and take input from the community.
Right, and I think that the town hall meeting could be posted on the website as well. Okay, does that conclude the section on public comments? Yes.
I think I wanted to clarify that. I hope they know that it was recommended that these not be held during the month of October, but later on in November or December, and I don't know, January, because of the fund drive. We made that very clear.
Okay. Thank you. Now, would members of the board please hand their ballots to, I think Grace is picking them up for Jerry. One of the candidates. Is the next meeting of this body October 19th?
Yes. Harrison, what's your formula?
So it's not on Tuesday. We voted for Thursday. October 19th.
That's a Tuesday.
We voted for Thursdays and Sundays. And October 19th is a Tuesday.
It should be. Why don't we do it on Sunday?
And we voted.
We should set the next meeting. We actually have money contained from the library.
It's dated the first Thursday or the first Sunday. I know that. Dated the first Thursday or the first Sunday.
First meeting adjourned?
Well, not quite. We should set the next meeting if we can. So
we've got the B-Waver thing.
The what?
The B-Waver thing.
Oh, that's right. If people will be seated, just for a moment. we have an agreement that I believe is not October 19th. People are saying that's a week night.
No, that's the first week. It's coming like next week.
Well, that's the problem.
Or on the third one. Whatever it is, we need, we're going to take an election. I'm not the treasurer.
Yeah, be what it takes.
But we do need to.
Now wait, we have money from the statement to pay the.
Yes.
Right. People, if I could have your attention, we can settle this next one in about 1 minute. The motion is there, can we get unanimous consent on this motion that those listener sponsors who responded and qualified, or at least responded as fee waivers, I think there are very few, less than 10, that the board will move and second and pass this motion that those be referred to the outreach committee, because the bylaws demand they be case by case a consideration.
And then we empower the outreach committee.
Well, that's in the motion. Yeah. Okay, so the motion is that the fee waiver applicants be referred to the outreach committee for case by case a consideration. Is there a second? Okay, so move to the second. All in favor signify by raising your card or your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed?
And?
None.
We'll do this at the October 16th meeting.
Oh, wait,
I thought it was October 9th.
And with the outreach committee, please determine that. Those opposed, no opposition, abstentions, one. Okay, thank you.
Who's
motion? That was Harrison. Can we hold that your motion?
Yes, please.
That was Harrison. Okay. Now, let's get clarity. Is October the 23rd a Sunday?
Yes.
Is there unanimous consent?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. The 24th is Sunday. Is there unanimous consent here that the next meeting be October 24th? No, there is not unanimous consent. So let's see if we can get agreement. What is the objection here?
Well, we're supposed to have a meeting on a regular basis.
That's
it. We've established the regular meeting time. We haven't been keeping with it. We also decided to add two meetings so we could catch up on the backlog of unfinished business.
Which we did.
Which we did not do.
Or we didn't.
Well, we had one extra meeting, not two, and we didn't have a regular meeting.
Okay, well then, make a proposal.
I understand that people don't like having a lot of meetings, but... You know, when are we going to have regular meetings? At the time that we decided to have them.
Okay, make a proposal, Harrison. Make a concrete proposal.
Right. Harry, when are we supposed to have our meetings?
In the first week.
I would like the speaker's support of keeping it on October the 24th, simply because the station has a fund drive that's coming up. It's a very important fund drive. The amount has been put up. I mean, everybody's stretching the limit. Hopefully people on this board and listeners will come and volunteer and help with the work of fund drive. And I frankly think we should do the meeting after the fund drive.
Okay, the chair is going to consider that a motion. Is there a second to that?
The fund drive runs from the 24th. It's going on all the 24th.
You know, it's Sunday.
Okay, now here's the problem the chair sees. Harrison is actually making a valid point. I want to acknowledge that he's making a very valid point. But if this point is taken, then we meet almost next week.
Yeah, it would be next week, not almost.
Well, yeah, it would be next week. So
it would
actually be almost this week. So it seems that too soon, there may be kind of a growing consensus that meeting later this week is too soon. So, may I ask the body, well, David, you believe that the 24th, because that's the final day of that, that was, what is the next Sunday after that?
The final day, you know, for people, those of us who work the front line, the Sunday final day is not going to be a crisis to have a meeting then. I also think we should consider as this board, the weekend of the 17th is the Million Worker March in Washington, D.C., where hopefully a lot of us will be there. I think that we also have to be aware of these crucial important movements.
That's true.
And lend support to them. And it also means a number of us won't be able to attend the meeting, frankly speaking.
Okay. I'm just going to rule on this. Listen carefully. It's been moved and seconded that our next meeting be on Sunday the 24th. I'd like to move to a vote on that. David, go ahead.
I'm tired of having meetings where the GM can't make it.
Yeah.
The GM's going to be burnt. And we might have to go extra time fundraising. And staff is going to tend to be burnt out at that time.
That's an argument that if you think it should be burnt now, from now until then.
All right. With the body.
I move that we have it on the first. On the first Sunday
of what month?
Of November.
Oh.
Being 1 week after we're talking about doing it, it'll put us back on the right schedule. And it'll avoid all of this.
Will you withdraw your. You know what? We're not going to be able to have to carry on business because the body has basically fallen apart. Would there be a willingness to let the chair consult with the board and then call a meeting?
So
be it. Is there a... I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Seconded. All you need to signify by saying aye.
I just want to encourage everybody, the Million Worker March in Washington, D.C., a very important moment
David,
for all of us.
I need to ask you
www.millionworkermarch.com.
Yeah.